takes me back to my childhood right there.
Yeah.
All right, I would like to tell you that we got a top five coming our way, and then I have some thoughts I would like to share.
Yes.
With people about Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to put them into a room.
In the corner, like, maybe, of the room.
And I would like to close the door and lock it, and I'm going to throw two bananas in the room so they can keep their blood sugar up.
What? I was like, I don't know where you're going there.
And then I'm going to, and then water, but no, a lot of water and maybe some caffeine and no access to a bathroom.
Oh, that's going to hurt. You might get an answer. You might get some kind of a, you know.
Right.
What if they end up falling in love while that private time together?
I love you.
Want some candy? Remember, you offered Chuck and Nancy some candy right before
they would
meeting.
Let me put it this way. They're a more appropriate couple than pretty much most of the ones we see in Washington right now.
And when you mentioned the fruit, all I kept thinking was the fruit basket in his hotel room.
Oh, God. Actually, you know what? How about this? This is even better. We put them in a room, one club sandwich between the two of them.
Club sandwich.
Yep. Remember, when, which was it, not Stormy, it was the other one that wanted the... That was asked, she goes to the hotel room and is like, I thought we were going to dinner. He goes, there's a club sandwich right there.
Oh, jeez.
We're good. We got club sandwiches.
You want to eat? There's a club sandwich. It's Karen McDougal. And she's in love with him. Yeah, that's a crazy thing.
She totally
Karen
supports
like,
him.
Totally in love with
Playboy
him.
Playboy centerfold. She just, yeah. Loves him.
Okay. I'm a bit of a vegan, but I guess bacon and turkey's fine.
I'll let this one slide. This one for you, Donnie. Don't worry about it. Give me all the bacon.
Fine. Oh, God. Oh, I love a woman who loves to pork.
You don't think you'd do the fast food route like the Clemson kids?
No, but that was it. I mean, there was like a half-eaten club sandwich. That's good enough for you. All right, take your clothes off.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
Fruit basket for dessert.
Exactly. I don't know what's in it. I didn't open it. I don't eat anything delivered that I don't know. I had the club sandwich delivered four rooms over. All right. Do you mind if we move along?
It's all very childish.
Yes.
It's not far removed from reality the way you describe it.
But what I'm doing is I want to put those two in a room. I want to work it out, figure it out.
Yeah.
And Chuck can't even be a part of it anymore.
No,
I don't even want Chuck a part of it.
Right.
And his lady glasses that he wears when he's sitting there. It's like he literally is putting on his wife's body. You know that happens with couples,
mm-hmm.
right? After a while, they only have one pair of glasses between the two of them for cheaters. And that's what's going on. And he's like, he's trying on, like, I don't know, somebody else's glasses all the time.
They don't seem to fit him.
Diane Feinstein, can I borrow your glasses? And the next thing you know, that's what's going on. All right. And Rudy, the nice thing about Rudy Giuliani is at least he doesn't wear the glasses anymore sideways on his head like he was wearing them.
Yeah.
He took those off. He's going solely with the crazy eye contact. I want it all ended. I want it all over. I want a redo. Are you ready now?
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
I think we got it.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking in at
number five.
Speaking of Nancy, here she is disinviting the president.
Because government is closed, we have said very clearly from the start. When I wrote to him the second time to say, since government is shut down, we do not let's work together on a mutually agreeable date when we can welcome you to the Capitol to get rid of the State of the Union address. Government is still shut down. I still make the offer. Let's work on a mutually agreeable date, as the original date was mutually agreeable, so that we can welcome him properly.
That is the sound of her jaw moving, by the way, that clicking that you're hearing.
Didn't she initially say there was about security, though? They couldn't guarantee security.
Yeah.
That's changed. But she makes the final call, so I guess she gets to do this, but I don't think this one feels right.
Everything that has happened here is like out of The Godfather. Everything. She's going, we can't guarantee your security for this meeting. Right? And so, look, and then and then he's like, I'm afraid you're not going to be able to get on the airplane. And Michael Cohen, I wouldn't go up there and talk to the feds. Because look, we got your father-in-law back here visiting from Israel. Oh, or Ukraine, or wherever he's from.
Ukraine, I think.
I think he's from both. The whole, it's a crazy thing. It's a crazy thing. It's a crazy. Well, here's the the crazy train continues. Mm-hmm. Here's the president.
Here we go.
We think it's too bad, but I would say this: that the State of the Union speech has been canceled by Nancy Pelosi because she doesn't want to hear the truth. She doesn't want the American public to hear what's going on, and she's afraid of the truth. And the super left Democrats, the radical Democrats, what's going on in that party is shocking.
Well. In fairness, she didn't cancel the speech. She can do the speech anywhere he wants. Canceled it at the...
That's where it's done. I mean, she effectively canceled it. Like, he can do a rally, he can do something off-site, but it's not really the State of the Union.
He could do the State of the Union anywhere he wants. It still would be the State of the Union if he wants to do it. Yeah, I mean, it's the traditional way of doing it. I happen to agree with that. I don't like the idea that she did that. She shouldn't have done it. But if he wants to call it the State of the Union and get... all the coverage because he's going to read the State of the Union address, which is the document that they're submitting to Congress. That is the one thing that is constitutionally mandated is a document be submitted that gives the president's State of the Union. Then he could do it. He could do it in the Senate. He could do it in North Carolina if he wants to. He could do it at Mar-a-Lago on the 19th fairway. Whatever he does. Even though there's only 18 fairways there. Actually, I think there's two.
There's a clubhouse courses. For sure.
There's at least 27 holes there. Yeah. The 19th hole is what I was going to say, which is the bar generally, but he doesn't drink. But he could do it there too.
Doesn't seem like they're any closer together here or anything's getting done.
I know how to make them closer together.
Put them in a room. Mm-hmm. One banana and a club sandwich.
There were two. Where'd the other one go?
No, I like the idea here of one banana. I'm going with this because then they have to figure out how to share the banana. Which means something totally different to him than it used to. All right, checking in at
number four.
Student at the center of the controversy here, the young man, Nick Sandman. I keep calling him Mark, but it's really, I don't know. This
is
the
worst that's been said about him.
Yes, that is true. Was on the Today Show this morning. They actually aired the thing. We saw a little bit of it yesterday. And he talks about his encounter with Native American elder Nathan Phillips.
As far as standing there, I had every right to do so. My position is that I was not disrespectful to Mr. Phillips. I respect him. I'd like to talk to him. I mean, in hindsight, I wish we could have walked away and avoided the whole thing. But I can't say that I'm sorry for listening to him and standing there.
Yeah. He seemed very coached, but that's what you'd expect, I suppose. He's a kid.
Right, but I think that was the argument that a lot of supporters were making from the very beginning. He didn't have to move. I mean, that's part of the American thing, and he wants to wear the hat. I mean,
right.
Again, he's a kid, so it's a little different, right? As a high school student as opposed to like a, you know, somebody over the age of 18 that is that really those are the people with the rights, as the adults are the ones with the rights. But this is a good learning moment, I suppose, if he wants to stand there. And, you know, I think you might see this kid get more involved in public policy because he's become a darling mm-hmm. of the MAGA movement. And you might end up seeing him get paid $30,000 a speech before it's all said and done.
And it'll, you know, be a teaching lesson for hopefully everybody involved. But, I mean, the Nathan Phillips guy, the fact that he is a Vietnam War veteran, the Washington Post has now retracted that. Said that he did not serve.
Did not serve in Vietnam or during the era?
Did not serve in Vietnam, and it just seems as if a lot of stories have changed since this first narrative came out, and that's just the latest development.
All right, TMZ caught up with Nathan Phillips.
Like you said, can't really see into the man's heart, the young man's heart, but in a sense of true reconciliation, I think that we need to have some kind of dialogue. But I think the dialogue shouldn't be between him and myself, but between the indigenous people and the Catholic diocese, Pope Francis, and perhaps if the Vatican were to host a gathering, I'd be willing to go.
All right.
Yeah.
See, now you went a little too far there.
There are no heroes there.
Yeah. Yeah. if we could go to Italy, I guess we could work this out. I think Trump should hold like a beer summit. Remember when Obama did that? When they had the guy that, the professor, right, and the police officer and the whole thing? That would be, maybe you could do that.
Sure. How about a fast food summit?
And perhaps the president could regale Nathan Phillips with his thoughts about Pocahontas while he's there.
Oh, gee.
Like he did last time.
Dear.
He had Native Americans at the White House. Mm. Oh, it's something. Yeah, there are I think that what you have here is a picture that everybody wants to apply their own already existent opinions to and have that just reflected in what they're looking at there.
It's certainly happening.
Yeah. And these two just end up in this moment right here. And he is a kid at the end of the day. So just remember that. Top 5 at 5 continues. We've worked our way to
number 3.
Okay, so after a tweet from the president implied that he was doing away with the official White House press briefings because Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is covered, quote, rudely and inaccurately by the fake news, she appeared on Fox and Friends to defend the new policy amidst criticism from the White House Correspondents Association that, hey, talk about we've been doing this forever. What about this?
Look, I take questions from reporters every single day. The idea that this White House isn't accessible to the press is absolutely laughable. I've done over 100 briefings, answered thousands of questions from members of the press. Look, we're in the business of getting information to the American people, not making stars out of people that want to become contributors on CNN. And that's a lot of times what we see take place in the briefing room. We're more than happy to take questions, but we think that there should be a certain level of decorum and a certain level of honesty and responsibility that comes with that.
Yeah. You got to have the press briefing. Come on.
Yes. Yes, they do. I mean, again, this just goes down to, I mean, they've been doing the press briefing since the television age, essentially. There's a press person that gets out there. And the problem is not that the press coverage is unfair. The problem is that when you get up at the podium, you have to answer for what the president just said or did, and she's afraid to do it because it'll make him bad if she goes, well, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have done that. Because you have to defend, in some cases, things that are embarrassing to defend.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the truth. And it's not even, we're not even talking about policy. Sometimes it's just behavior. It's things that he's chosen to do. And really, this comes down to the president not wanting to have anybody else speak for him other than himself. He wants to be the purveyor of all pleasure and pain from the White House.
Yeah. I mean, you may not like what the press, the way they act all the time or the way what they print or discuss or talk about on cable news, but you have to have access. And she's saying that people should hear from the president himself, which I think has been effective when he gets out there and just he does answer a lot of questions.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you know, you have a lot of access, but it isn't every day. Those are infrequent. And the press briefing is a very different animal.
And the press briefing is going to be, there are a lot of questions that are going to be about all the Mueller stuff that comes out every day, right?
That's true.
And so they're
daily developments.
He's going to have to answer, hey, did the president talk to Michael Cohen about, when did, the one question that they don't want to answer right now is when did the president stop talking to Michael Cohen about the Trump Tower Moscow?
She refers all of those to outside counsel. She doesn't handle any of those.
All right, but that's a question that's going to come up over and over and over again.
For sure.
Was the president, when he was talking about Vladimir Putin yesterday, was he thinking about the Trump Tower Moscow?
Will he get in a room with Nancy Pelosi with two bananas and a sandwich?
Right.
What was the sandwich?
One banana and a club sandwich.
One banana.
Right. And a lot of pee-pee-inducing drinks and no access to a bathroom. That is my plan. Checking in at
number 2.
This is not your father's Super Bowl commercial.
My boyfriend is addicted to frozen food porn. He watches it at least 2 to 3 times a day. Maybe more. The other day, I found his hidden stash. This addiction has turned him into a 3-minute man. I tried to spice things up, but it didn't really work. He's doing it as much at work as he is at home. Now we are into amateur food videos.
It's so hot.
This addiction can happen to anyone. It's hard to resist.
Mm-hmm. I totally get it.
Yep. What are they talking about there?
They're talking about the Devour brand, the new Kraft Devour brand.
Like microwavable dishes and dinners.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah. Not your father's Super Bowl commercial,
no.
But will appear on the Super Bowl broadcast or adjacent thereof.
Maybe a few kiddos there who too. Have some questions on that one.
Yeah, just letting you know. Checking in at
number one.
Okay. If you think I am totally wet, totally a moron, totally a nut when it comes to what's going on in Washington, and you think I'm, you know, that Donald Trump is the absolute perfect best president of all times,
mm-hmm.
why then is Anthony Scaramucci, his hand-chosen guy to run the press office for at least an hour, on Celebrity Big Brother?
Aren't they draining the swamp, though?
Well, I think the swamp may not have a drain.
An undrainable swamp? There's not going to be some... Is there going to be a big crash, or are we talking about kind of a... Is it fairly...
I don't think so, no. I think the strength economy is very good. So the government is actually holding things back and making it worse on people, you know. We shut down the government, or you have this kind of like...
I wonder if it's still shut down.
Oh, yeah, right. I don't know
what's going on.
But like you have this acrimony between the parties.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get anything done.
Let me ask you another question.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Tom Green asking questions like he's George Stephanopoulos?
Is that who that
of
is?
Anthony Scaramucci. And why does public policy and the truth behind all the craziness going on in Washington have to come out on Celebrity Big Brother? Hosted by Les Moonves' wife.
Who goes by Julie Chen Moonves now.
Right.
In the wake of her husband leaving the network.
Right. But being forced out of the network.
For
his pee-pee indiscretions. What has happened to my United States of America? And I cannot blame Vladimir Putin for Julie Chen and Les Moonves. Although I would like to. I must now leave you.
Uh-huh.
Because I have to stick my head in a microwave.
The top five at five.